I guess the biggest thing is to teach the already awesome user group that come to these parks that there's now a new service available to them, and that is stewardship programming. So every time the joggers jog by, like, it was funny because I was out there the other day and wearing in my uniform, and the guy stopped me, hey, what are those wood things out in the water? And they're the fish traps, you know, they set those things for the fish to hide in. He's like, I never knew that. Those are the type of things, and he was so happy to know what they were, that those are the type of things that we want to, those little things will enhance that guy who walks our everyday life, just knowing those little things. So those are the type of things that we want to get done here. We want to teach that already awesome user group, and you've got the great audience. You don't have to work to get people here. Here you got the train, you got golf, you got the lake, you know, so they're already here. So we're going to be in the campground. We're going to target programs at that campground. First thing we're going to do is create something in a sweater box. So let's say it's a Saturday and the campground's full. It'll be a portable program that we'll go and just set up. There's a field in the middle of the campground. Mm-hmm. Just a folding table out. You just say, hey guys, you know, 30 minutes, we're doing a program on fireflies. Come on over. That kind of stuff. Those will probably be free, but that will start changing the mindset of the campers and just people, oh, they do programs and stuff. And then, of course, there'll be a little publication on there or something, advertisement. You like this? Come to Life in the Lake Shallows. Or we do summer camps here now called Lakeside Scientists and all that kind of stuff. But in the winter, we're going to do two programs and utilizing the campground when it's closed. So that'll be unique. It'll kind of be like whoever signs up, it'll be their campground.